5 to go.
Harbor Beach really loves to call that quarterback keeper around the end, having very little success lately in this game. It worked early, not as of late. They go right back to it. Only get a yard on it. Kind of questioning the play call with Puff running as good as what he has. And actually, Devin Finkel's had a nice game, but been outshined by the big run of Puff. Third down and 5. Harbor Beach, in my opinion, can get a first down here. They can run the clock out, end this game. This may be the opportunity to go back to the spread and really finish off this drive.
Yeah, Devin Puff, 23 carries, 181 yards on the night. Michael Anderson, 18 carries, 80 yards for him. And then Devin Finkel, 9 carries, 41 yards, and Ethan Hessling, 8 carries, 38 yards.
Yeah, both Finkel and Hessling getting 8-9 carries apiece, both of them averaging 4.5 yards a touch. They've had nice games. Those are important carries to break up the offense and keep people guessing. And I'm not surprised here at all, Clark. This is where they've had their most success, and they're going to go back to the spread with Puff on the left and Finkel on the right.
2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. That's Garrison Booms. Weighing the snap, 3rd down, 5 to go from the 15 of Ubley. It's going to be Devin Puff around the right side. 3 jerseys try and bring him down. He's very close to that first down marker right at the 10-yard line. That will be brought down in tandem by Ethan Lemke and Nolan Van Erp. No word yet on the spot of the
I think he's got it,
he
Clark.
Does. There's
he
the
sure
signal.
Does.
First down for Harbor Beach. It'll be first in goal from the 10-yard line. 2:29 left in the fourth quarter. Ubley just with 1 timeout left.
Right, Harbor Beach still going to have to run a few plays to run this clock out. But all signs point to the Pirates here, barring a disaster, in good shape to win this ball game. Ubley going to have to come up with a really creative play, stand up the running back, try to get a strip of some kind, and utilize that last timeout to their advantage.
2 minutes, 10 seconds left in regulation. Harbor Beach lead by 2 points, and it's going to be a handoff to Devin Puff, who dives right forward down to about the 7-yard line for a 3-yard gain. And there's the final timeout called by Ubley, tackle made by Carson Haleski with 2:03 left, so the clock stops for the third and final timeout for the Ubley Bearcats.
No doubt, just stop the clock, and that's the game plan now. Is you have to find that running back and basically get low and stand him up, Clark, and give your other guys an opportunity once he stood up to swipe at that football and try to punch it loose. That's your only chance at this point, and that's exactly what Coach Becker and that defensive first team is going to try to figure out how they're going to do it.
And Dave, I feel like we've had a pretty good call tonight so far, but apparently we're boring Kayla and Rochelle here tonight as the Skittles have been broken out.
Well, you know, since...
And a chair, Dwight's now sitting, so I'm not sure what to think.
Yeah, well, we'll have to discuss that over the weekend. We can revamp our game plan. But, you know, whenever Kayla's around, we always have Skittles. So
that's very true.
We've been, you know, I think...
We're Skittle-free for 5 weeks.
Right, and I think we've probably lost weight because of that, too. We're not eating
boxes of Skittles every
week.
That's true. Everyone's sitting except for us. I'm not quite sure what we did wrong here, Dave. Second and goal, though, regardless, for the Harbor Beach Pirates at the 7-yard line, leading by 2 points, 30-28.
I guess as long as we're entertaining somebody, even if just one person, Clark.
Well, that's quite true. Now, they're doing a great job, I will say that, regardless. Stats are spot on. Cale O'Neill stepping in for Doug Cole tonight. 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Anderson in the shotgun. Puff to his left, Finkel to his right. Weighing the snap. And it's going to be Anderson on the keeper, down to the 3, and falls at the 1-yard line as he was tripped up just before the goal line. Looks like number 68, Austin Peruski, on the stop. And it will be third down, goal to go from the 1-yard line. Minute 45 left in regulation.
Man, they have had so much success in this fourth quarter with the spread offense. I'd love to be able to sit down with Coach Shelke and wonder why he didn't do this in the second quarter or more throughout the game. I understand he wanted to utilize with the wind at his back, but well played by him. The wing tee kept him in the game all game long for 3 quarters. He goes to the wing tee. That's so far the difference in this game was the spread offense in the fourth quarter. And as I mentioned, back under center goes Michael Anderson.
Anderson in the tee, handoff to number 7, Devin Puff, in for the score. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. With 1 minute, 10 seconds left, Harbor Beach extends it back out to an 8-point lead with a 2-point conversion still upcoming. It's 36-28, Harbor Beach over Ubley.
And that is the nail in the coffin, folks. The finishing touches on this game, Harbor Beach able to punch it in one more time and extend their lead now by 8 points. the two-point conversion.
This one's not done, though.
Oh, no, but the two-point conversion now would seal it. This is their opportunity now to really take Ubley's wind out of their sails. We have seen Ubley spread it out in the past this season, Clark, so don't be surprised if they do try to air it out a little bit or spread out Harbor Beach when they get the ball back.
Now Harbor Beach calls a timeout. That's their first of the second half as they want to discuss this two-point conversion. As Dave said, this is the difference maker with a minute 10 left in regulation. They lead by 8 points right now, one possession. They want to make that to 10. What is Troy Schelke drawing up for his players?
He's drawing up his best play, and I know the wing tee is the heart and soul of both of these teams' offenses. I know they only need 2 yards. In my opinion, I'm running read option with Anderson and Puff one more time and trusting that my young quarterback makes the right decision, and they run it in from the spread offense. And if you're Ubley, that's what you have to be ready for. If it's wing tee, then it's what you practice all week long when you play any other team in the conference. Harbor Beach has not put the ball in the air yet, so it's gap presence. Make sure you know where Puff is and watch Anderson on the keeper. The last few successful two-point conversions for Harbor Beach has been Anderson keeping the football. Ubley knows that. We'll see if they can make this stop and keep it at 8 points so they at least have a chance to force extra innings.
Going for two from the 3-yard line. The Harbor Beach Pirates wind at their back. They lead by 8 points, 36-28, a minute 10 left in regulation. In the T formation, Anderson under center. Puff Fingle in the backfield as well as a third back. Anderson away in the snap. Goes to his third option, and he is stopped just shy of the goal line. The two-point conversion is no good as the handoff to Ethan Hessling. It results in no points, and it's an 8-point lead for the Harbor Beach Pirates with a minute 10 left in regulation. A big stop for the Ubley defense as they're trying to keep their hopes alive here as they have 70 seconds to march down the field.
That's a huge stop for the Ubley defense. They have a chance now to tie this football game. Now, out of timeouts, a minute 10 left, and Mother Nature not in your favor. You have these winds blowing in your face, and you're not a throwing team to begin with. So all signs really point to them having to struggle, but they have an opportunity, and if there's any team out there that's very creative to make something happen, it's Coach Becker and company. They have certainly something up their sleeve that they're going to have to pull out here. So if you're Harbor Beach, you blow this football through the end zone and force Ubley to go 80 yards on your defense.
Looks like the wind is almost going out of the straight north still between that north, northwest, and north currently. Still at the sustained about 25 to 30 miles an hour. A minute 10 left, 36-28. Harbor Beach kicking off right to left across your radio. Kendall Gentner acting center, also kicker for Harbor Beach.
He's had some excellent kicks today, Clark, as he's booted him through the end zone. And Coach Schelke asked him to do it one more time tonight to really give his defense an advantage on this last series.
Gentner waiting to kick off from the 40-yard line. Deep back for Ubley, Casey Sweeney, Ethan Lemke. He boots this one, comes down right about the 3-yard line. Perfect placement for Gentner. Casey Sweeney has it, and he trips up at the 20-yard line, falls forward to the 22, and that's where Ubley will start the drive. Ethan Hessling and gets credit for the tackle. First and 10, left, right across the radio, into the wind, trailing by 8 points to Harbor Beach, 36-28. Ubley going for one last shot here with no timeouts.
Ubley certainly happy to have a chance now in this game. We'll see what they dial up. They showed a pistol shotgun-like formation against Sandusky when they fell behind. We'll see if that is the formation they go to. I just don't know if there's enough time to run enough plays with the wing tee offense.
Final score, Lakers 26, Caro 28. First and 10, they go with that pistol. 26 to 8. Trips to the left, and it's Sweeney keeps it for himself, coming around the left side, and he's tackled inbounds right at the line of scrimmage for no gain on the play. Number 54 for Harbor Beach on the tackle. That'd be Anthony Schweitzer, as well as number 7, Devin Puff. Second down, 10 to go, 45 seconds left in the fourth.
Ubley puts receivers out to the left. Casey Sweeney takes the snap and runs that way. They send Lemke back the opposite way. They fake the reverse. Casey Sweeney keeps it himself, but Anthony Schweitzer holding his ground, not falling for the fake, makes the tackle for no gain. So Ubley going to spread it out, 2 to the left, 1 to the right.
Sweeney rolling to his right, to looking to pass, and this one is hit in the air, intended for Ethan Lemke as number 16. That would be Nathan Seaman. Breaks up the pass. And brings up a third down and 10. Stops the clock, though, with 25 seconds left in regulation. 36 for Harbor Beach, 28 for Upley.
Keep in mind, now, once that ball